I hate French for that.
Yeah, that and their fries.
I like their fries.
Okay.
You don't like their fries?
No. I'd never been to France. I like the American version of what we call French fries.
Well, I'm sure they're the same.
Oh, really?
They don't call them that. They don't call them French fries in France.
No.
It's called pommes frites.
Oh.
Yeah. I think.
Okay.
Wait.
It's called the French ambassador.
Yeah, frit. It's called frit.
Call Mr. France.
Yeah, it's not even called frit. It's like frit.
It's like frites.
Yeah, but it is. Like, but I'm just trying to think, because when I was in Normandy, all along the coast, they sell mussels and fries. And right. Obviously, I just get the fries because I'm all set.
But it only took you 20 minutes to say something funny.
Great.
Can we use this?
Oh, yeah. Until you actually referred to it as this, then, yeah, it was in. That's the whole self. I think the self-referential stuff is over. Like, that ended with Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Right, yeah. That was a good show, too.
Hello and welcome to episode 275 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
In beautiful Vancouver, so the internet tells me.
I don't want to be podcasting for the time I'm missing from the gorgeousness outside.
And you're talking about 9 a.m.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Taking the kids to school in a t-shirt.
Great.
Yeah. And I could have had shorts. I had jeans. A lot of people were taking their kids to school in shorts and a t-shirt, though.
You know what this is, though? You know what today is, though?
Beautiful.
Yeah. But today is also Secret Sunburn Day.
Oh, okay.
Because nobody's brought the sunscreen out. You have. I mean, I know you wear it in the winter.
No. I haven't done it. Yeah.
Even on the head?
Well, I had a hat on, so.
Okay, obviously.
Yeah.
But then, no, this is because we had a stretch a couple of days ago. Because it's been cold here, and then it got really warm. We played, a couple, baseball games out in the sun, and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And like, wow! But everybody got the secret neck sunburn. Like, whoa! Didn't see that coming. And then so that's what happens.
Okay, I'm gonna put the 60, the kids sunscreen on, the 60 SPF.
Yeah, you gotta do that. Yeah. Look, so I heard it's gonna be
the movie with that guy, the bald powder guy. That's super white.
Powder?
Oh, yeah, powder. That's me. I'm going to be powder.
Okay. I never saw it. Did anybody actually see powder?
Oh, I saw powder.
Okay.
Yeah.
I assumed it was just, you saw the poster, you saw the movie. I thought it was all good.
He had some weird powers.
Oh, it was a superhero movie.
Not really, but he had powers, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm not going to see it.
Okay.
I feel like I missed my window of powder.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I heard it's going to be like Funfun Zwanzig today. Yeah.
The episode today, we're calling it Tight 40, right?
Loose 40. It's going to be, so far.
What an outpouring of suggestions regarding
emotions.
The show, though. Wow. We had a bunch of emails. I didn't expect the response we got.
I was very much appreciative.
To read like 8 or 9 emails.
All of them from your mom.
But
I actually
read most of them, and I appreciated the feedback, and I think there's some good suggestions in there.
Absolutely. I fully agree. Just so everyone's all, I think it was clear we were not disappointed by feedback in the past. It wasn't like we were disappointed with anything. I wanted to make sure. I thought we made that clear. We were very happy with how things were going. And we're still not quitting, despite some of the emails. Just quit already.
Yeah.
it was great. And that's where we're gonna go, towards things that we don't know about.
And slightly shorter.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to keep it. Like, yeah, what, 40 minutes?
40 to 45. You know, okay. We want to get picked up for syndication for network television.
Right.
So this hour does have 44 minutes.
And I'm okay with, you know, if we record and we hit 45, just a hard, like, just cut. Just walk away. Drop the mic. Just walk away. I think people will understand. And maybe that kind of like the sort of cold open, it's just, it's a hard stop.
The cold ending.
You right in the middle of a sentence, it's just boom. If it hits 45, that's like where the bomb goes off.
And then the outro music plays.
Yeah. And it could be even just of, you know, explosion, the sound of an explosion. That's just like, yep, hit 45, sorry.
That's good thinking.
Do you like that? Do you like that?
Yeah. I'm kind of in for that.
Okay. All right.
For one episode anyway. Okay. And we'll see how that goes.
Only when you're talking though.
All right. So besides weather, what's going on? Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. No, not a whole lot of anything. I'm just looking forward. I'm looking forward to all the things that I might do today, and then I'll sit inside and watch the Masters on television.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds all right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch baseball tonight after we're done this.
Yeah.
Because there's day games in America.
Yeah.
And we have it, so it'll be a 7 o'clock game, and so I'm kind of excited about doing that, watching like that. It's the Blue Jays aren't on for me. They'll be on much later, I think.
For everyone else in the world out there, I'm pretty certain that the Major League Baseball .com site, which streams every single game, is still free until, I believe, Sunday.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think the first week this year they did free. So I think because the season started, did it start Saturday or Sunday? It started either Saturday or Sunday last week, and therefore is still free as we're talking on Friday. By the time this gets posted, though, you're out of luck. So I hope other people know about it.
I think we talked about it last week. I can't remember if it was on the air or not, but I accidentally renewed my registration for that anyway.
So now you're in.
Yeah, we'll watch some games. It's pretty fun. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and having four games up simultaneously is amazing, because that's what you can do on the app. Yeah, we had it.
Oh, see, I watch it on Apple TV and just leave it. I don't get involved in the app.
Yeah, we were just messing around at work. We had it up on our computer. We could have four games going at the same time.
So you have four times the boring all at once.
Yeah. Well, then you just hope that you see something interesting between four games. Yeah.
I see. That's where we're at. Okay. No, I do. It's okay. Baseball is kind of boring. I still kind of like it, but, you know, maybe I'm boring. But, we play tomorrow.
Opening day for Jack's baseball tomorrow, too.
Oh, is it really?
But it's just like an opening ceremony where the kids parade in and there's little clinics and stuff. But, yeah, opening day for Richmond baseball is tomorrow. So
you should get Jack's team together and see if they want to do a barnstorming tour in Germany.
Barnstorming.
Yeah, that's when you have to Google that some other time. But when they want to come over here and play a bunch of exhibition games, against German kids their age, I can make that. I can set it up.
Wow.
I can't do the paying. The paying is on you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But wouldn't that be a good excuse to come over?
German. How about you get the German government to sponsor it so that it's like, you know, it's subsidized. Yeah.
I think they're done sponsoring foreigners for now.
Okay.
Yeah. Too soon?
Too soon, yeah.
Right. Sorry. Our opening day, our home opener's tomorrow. We played on the road last week. We split. We're tied for first, just as a heads up.
Great.
Every team split last week, which I don't know if that's ever happened on opening day. It's kind of rare. Yeah. So I'm choked that we didn't win our second game. If we won our second game, we would actually be in first place.
Wow.
And then just got to hold on until the end of the season. And we're facing the number one team in the number one, number two team in the league tomorrow.
So it's not going to be good.
It's going to be bad. Our center fielder's hurt. He's a coin flip. If he's going to go tomorrow, and you'll see more of him actually in the photo challenge. Our relief pitcher also hurt, out for 6 weeks after game one. That kind of stings.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we're in tough shape facing the probably number seven ranked team in Europe, which sounds funny, but they're really good. And their game two pitcher, he pitched for the Oakland A's. So that's going to be delightful tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah. That's when you feel really old, when that guy throws 95 right past you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, okay.
Just start your swing when he's trotting out to the mound. Yeah.
Well, I have a bat that I use. Like, if anyone cares about bats or in the weights of bats and whatnot, I have a really awesome, heavy, tough guy bat that I use. I do not use against these guys. I can't swing it. It's way too big. It's 39 ounces.
Okay.
Just huge. Most bats are like that I would swing would be like in the 30-ounce range.
Okay.
So it's much, much, much too heavy. I'm just going to take that and, like you said, start my swing in the on-deck circle and just bring it up with me. And if I do get a hold of it, that ball is going to fly.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You know, but likely not, because he'll just throw a change up and I'm going to look kind of silly. But yeah. Anyway, so that's tomorrow. That's
great. Let us know how it goes. Going on.
Yeah, maybe I won't.
Okay.
No, this is part of a what, you know, what we talked about and was in the paper a week ago, was about the Heartbreakers. We're looking to take one from these guys. They figure they're going to walk in and just completely blow us out two games in a row, go home with two Ws. We're going to try to take one, steal one from them. If we get a split, that is a massive victory for us. So I will let you know how that goes.
Okay.
All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Didn't we just cover that I didn't?
Yeah, that was life. In life, you didn't do anything.
Oh, okay. I also didn't shoot anything interesting. I didn't shoot anything up until the photo challenge.
All right.
Did you? Did you shoot anything interesting?
Interesting to me, yes. Okay. I shot more baseball card photos, for the whole team. But it was a pretty sunny day. And essentially, what I want to have on hand is whenever a story goes in the newspaper here, they publish one of our photos, and I want to have it's a good idea if you're running a team like this, like, or for even for you. I don't know how it works in Canada. They still have newspapers.
I believe so. Yeah,
they must.
I don't get one. Yeah, I think one of our neighbors does. So yes, I believe they do.
But I know the Richmond Review amalgamated.
Oh yeah, yeah. We still get that. Yeah.
No, you don't.
Oh, I thought.
No, you don't get the Review. No, the Review is no longer a thing.
Oh, sorry, don't.
No, but you get the Richmond News.
Okay, it's all the same to me. It's recycling, is what it is for me.
The fact that a couple years ago there was three different Richmond newspapers is kind of funny to me. The News, the Times, the Review. That's kind of weird, but. I think it's all one. I think it's all Richmond News. But point being is there's no reason that your son and his teams couldn't be in the paper.
That I recycle.
Well, you wouldn't recycle them if he was in them. Okay. You'd recycle almost all of it.
Right.
Right. You'd cut out his. And so point being is for us, like, it's actually a much larger newspaper here. But so we're in the paper. We're featured, you know, a couple times a week. They run photographs.
Okay.
Right? They run photos in there. And so I want to have, basically, I want to have a stock photo of every player on hand, like a really nice portrait, so that when they run a story about, let's say, you know, Fink. We have a guy on our team named Fink. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him. Nice guy. Big fan of the kid. And but anyways.
That's a ripoff nickname.
No, that's his actual name.
Oh, it's just his last name is Fink.
It's his last name, yeah.
Oh, you got to call him The Fink.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense here.
Oh, The Fink.
Yeah, I know. It's
just
no fun.
Just keep calling it to him. That's how nicknames work. Just keep saying it, and eventually people get confused, and then they say it.
Well, I've already got other nicknames for kids. We have this kid who's like 17, and his last name is Braden.
Okay.
So what's his nickname?
I'm not sure.
You know it. Come on.
Braidsy?
No, that's funny. That's always the free one.
Yeah. Anything with a Y or an SY on the end of it. Take your last name. That's your hockey nickname.
It is.
What do you think mine would be?
Oh yeah, you're Schwartzy.
Always.
But Atridge doesn't work. You know, so you just end up getting Fat Ridge or something. Like,
or you get Addy.
You get a little bit of that. There's other ones that I can't repeat, but
Alzi.
Nah, it doesn't go on. Or if your last name is Smith,
yeah,
Smitty. Everyone's Smitty. Oh, no, yeah. but the kid's name is Braden, so he's Ned Braden.
Oh, okay, sure. Why not?
They have no clue.
Yeah,
who Ned Braden is, but
it's good. I like that. I like that when you can just throw in a completely different name and it only works for a few in the know.
Yeah, And we actually have two Canadians besides me on the team, and they don't even know who Ned Braden is. So I'm a little sour at that.
Yeah, they should just call you a syrup or moose.
Oh, no, they call me, hey, my dad's friend.
Yeah. Grandpa.
Yeah. Hey, are those Velcro baseball spikes? Yeah. No, actually, the two Japanese guys on our team last year, they actually had, for real, Velcro baseball spikes.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're big in Japan. What are you going to do?
There you go.
Yeah. Anyways, point being, I wanted to have a bunch of photos on hand so that when we get
minutes,
in the paper.
40 minutes, man. 40 minutes.
We're halfway there. So when we get in the paper, you want to have a nice photo of them instead of some crappy stock photo that someone snapped with their iPhone. We want to have that. So I shot a bunch of those, but I also turned them into our profile pics, like the baseball cards that I turned the Stan Smeal 82 OPG card into our baseball card this year.
Nice.
Yeah. And so we snapped it. It was a lot sunnier than I thought. It was towards the, like, you know, I forget, around 6:30 in the evening. So the sun was kind of dipping. Mm-hmm. So it was okay. And I side light. So I side lit them with the nice golden sunshine. Bounce, got the white, since we're shooting in tight with the 70-200, I got the white bounce board in nice and tight, and was able to, you know, bounce enough light into their face and then take it into Lightroom and really bring up the shadow detail to even it out. And it looks like old-timey kind of really colorful film photos.
Cool.
So it worked out great. It was a kind of a nice technique. Even got one of me, which was almost in focus, so I'll keep it.
Sweet.
And I'll post that on... I'll post that. I'll try to do it right now while you talk about something else.
Okay. I'll talk about something else.
So that you know what it is that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna put a picture. And I in my head, I was thinking, hey, it'd be sweet if you showed me an example of this.
Oh, I'll do my own.
Yeah.
Even though it's not the best one. Yeah, it's there. It's there now. Go have a look.
Okay, I'm having a look. This is real time. I'm having a look. I'm waiting
awkward?
For it to pop up. No, it's good. I like it.
It's all right.
It's, I don't think it's awkward. I mean, you always have that stupid half grin on your face, so that part. Plus, you're a little bit squinty, like you're Squinty McGee here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I like the format. I like the way you've kind of dressed it up as a card. I enjoy the card. I would not have pegged this as the Stan Smeal card.
Yes.
You've changed it enough that no longer does it look like the Stan Smeal
card. Well, it's a genuine replica, but I did take it did say Canucks across the front, so I had to take the, you know, obviously there's the A, the K, and the S already existed in Canucks, but I had to then create an H and a W out of existing parts of the Canucks.
Right.
Like I didn't, that's not a font, that is just cut and paste and chop and splice together. The H and the W come from other letters, so.
Okay, I gotcha. Because you wanted to keep the font exactly the same.
I did, and that kind of old school kind of, son cut it out of with his scissors look.
Yeah, no, it looks good. I like it. And then I'm surprised you didn't keep the, isn't there French font on the old Canucks card?
Not on this one, no. Oh, what? There is. For the position, it would say infield / la infield.
Yeah, you should have kept that.
Yeah, but it was hockey, so you know, it was like.
No, no, I just mean done infield in French, like stayed true to the original stance.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to Google that though.
Confuse everybody. So
people are already confused. Like a couple guys on the team have posted this to their Facebook, and their friends have asked, like, "What is OPG?" And it's like, all right, this doesn't, don't get too involved.
Yeah,
but
I understand.
We're probably going to get sued by OPG.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know?
I think, do they still exist? Does OPG still exist?
I'm assuming.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they got bought out by another card company. I think, I don't know, in my mind, everything I see is now like...
Upper Deck,
yeah. I mean, maybe Topps, because it was Topps and OPG. Did one buy the other out? I don't know.
I'm assuming. I'm assuming Under Armour just runs it all.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's all owned by Under Armour.
But they might look at this. Disney
/ Under Armour.
They might look at this and think this is our chance to get back in the game.
Maybe.
We sue this guy, we kickstart our whole operation.
That's right.
I mean, look at them. They got money. Yeah, that's what they're thinking. So anyway, shot a lot of those, and that again, that's just bounce. That's not even the silver bounce, because the silver bounce was just too much. It was just too bright, and just wanted a nice subtle kind of fill in.
And I also think here's the thing: is that if you do this too well in a lighting from a lighting perspective, none of those photos on those baseball cards are lit. So
no.
It starts to look like, okay, it might be a nice photo, but this is completely not in keeping with the rest of what you've done, which is try to create sort of the older school looking baseball card. You can't have a perfectly lit photo. So
no.
this looks like natural light, and and again, much truer to the original form of what you're doing here.
Exactly what I was going for.
So there you go. Job well done.
The other thing too is that in keeping with the sort of tradition is I shot everybody in the exact same pose in the exact same place.
Mm-hmm.
Only difference being pitchers held their gloves up instead of the bat. But other than that, it was, I didn't want any variation. Because if you look back, the guys who aren't in, don't have playing, like photos of them playing in action on their card, all kind of have that same pose.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wanted to keep it simple that way. But also because this was, this will be the story that goes in the paper. Or the photo that goes in the paper to accompany the, hey, here's the guy, coach of the team that lost 45-0.
Right.
Even though I'm not even the coach, they still publish me as the coach, and I'm not. Anyways, that's a whole other issue for a longer episode that we don't do anymore.
Okay.
All right. This week's photo challenge.
Yes.
Lens flare.
Okay. You or me first?
Let's have a look at yours first.
Mine, I think you've seen this monument before. It's it's been shown in previous photo challenges, but in keeping with our new theme, I've been and our new theme being, try not to shoot
phone it in
a people photo every single week. So I've been trying to not and explore other areas of photography. So I went with kind of a other than a people photo. This is one of my favorite places to go. It was a beautiful evening last night. I thought, I'm just going to head down to the park and shoot something down at the park. And I said, okay, I brought in my bag. I had the 50 mil lens, and then I had the wide angle. And I had the 50 mil lens first, and I tried to compose a photo that was just too tight from what I wanted and where the sun was. It was just too tight, so I ended up switching to the wide angle, and then I shot this. I'm pretty sure I shot this on the widest end of the spectrum of the lens, which I think is 19 millimeters.
Mm-hmm.
So I had it as wide as it can go, and I want to say f8 to f10, somewhere in that range, and I went right into the sun. So I played around a little bit with where exactly I was going to place the sun in relation to this monument.
And, to the fisherman's net needle.
Yeah, the fisherman's net needle, which is the sort of monument to fishermen that have passed on in I guess, is it just Richmond? I'm not exactly sure.
I think it's ones who have... Is it BC or is it ones who have left from Steveson? I'm not sure. Yeah, unfortunately, it's a lot.
It's a lot. And regardless,
sadly, let me just make it even sadder. Most of them, it's not even a situation of that they've passed on. It's they've disappeared.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So there you go. So I hope everyone feels good about themselves now.
It's beautiful, though.
Yeah, it's a neat monument. And again, it's very Steveston-esque. So I basically said, all right, here's my lens flare. Straight into the needle. I had I really don't know the properties of lens flare well enough to know, does it flare more or less on a super wide angle like this? Do you know? Like, does it?
Yeah, but when you're pointing directly at the sun, that's not so much the issue. You wouldn't mean lens flare more, like.
Well, there's a certain, like, if I took the 85 mil and shot into mm-hmm. the sun, there's kind of a different, I don't know, look to the lens flare, if that's the right way to put it. And so, because I never have attempted this kind of shot with the wide angle, and because it was a sunny day yesterday afternoon when I'm doing this, I had no idea what I was actually getting from looking at the LCD. It was pretty much useless. So I really didn't know. So I took about 15 different shots, just changing angles slightly and just thinking, all right, I'm pretty sure I was bang on into the sun that there's going to be some lens flare, but I couldn't tell at all looking at the LCD. So it wasn't until I got home that I kind of knew what I had. So yeah, I just basically, that's all I did. I pointed it right into the sun and took the shot, trying to keep a little bit of the blue sky. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I really do actually like the photo, though. I mean, this is the kind of photo I don't take this often enough. And I do actually have a picture up in my house, an enlargement of one of our previous photo challenges I did of the needle. And looking at this one, I might actually like this better, to be honest. So,
I think so. I think if you were to put this on your wall, two things that I would, like, very, very minor, and you can fix this really quickly, is on the left-hand side, I would Photoshop that half a dude out of the picture.
I don't see it.
Right
down by the bottom edge of the... I never even saw that until you brought it up. So there you go. There,
you can lose him quickly.
Yeah.
And the float plane can go.
The float plane.
Right-hand side in the middle. Lower third.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah. Again, didn't notice it. Didn't even pick up either of those two things. Again, I think with me, I really do like the kind of purpley orange glow to the bottom of that lens flare. I like how it kicks in right on the needle. I like kind of, again, the glow of the sun behind. And even in the top left, you can kind of get that spherical kind of top left edge to the lens flare that's kind of showing up in the blue. So I don't know. For me, it's funny because I did not even notice either of those things, and I've looked at this photo enough that I should have, but I've been so intrigued by just, again, what the lens flare does. Now, I tinkered a little bit in Lightroom just to add a little bit of vignetting, because again, I tried to bring attention to that middle part, so I used a bit of vignetting. Now, you get a natural vignette with this lens anyways, but I just increased it to kind of bring the top edges a little darker and whatnot. And then again, I brought up the saturation and vibrancy in the blues, because again, I just like the look of it better as opposed to more washed out. So
sure,
yeah, I like the photo. I probably won't frame it, but I'm saying this is a picture that I quite easily would like to have up in a bathroom or something. It's just kind of a, hey, that's Steve's. And it's also, for anybody who comes in my house, this is a very recognizable landmark. And I also think it's the kind of thing that people would kind of like if you're from my area. If you're from Texas, you probably don't care too much about this.
They might.
In my house, you probably.
In your house.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you're just busy peeing.
Exactly, yeah.
I've never really, you know, you don't see too many pictures of this monument with almost nobody in them.
Right. Yeah,
because
which
this
I was
is very
trying
popular.
To do, but I didn't notice that tiny little guy there.
Easy fix. Totally easy fix.
Yeah, yeah. And easy, really easy now in the current version of Photoshop. It can pull that person right out. Same with the little plane. Although I might leave that in only because that is kind of what Steveston is.
Sure. A little fleck of dust on your sensor?
Yeah. No, right. I just mean the plane's coming and going.
Yeah, I know. You know it's a plane. I the only reason I know it's a plane because I happen to know that those planes fly there.
Yeah.
That, other than that, like, you can't tell that's a plane. That does look like sensor dust.
I am now zoomed right in to confirm that it is a plane.
What else could it be?
Yeah.
Is
a
it sensor
really,
dust?
Really, really big piece of sensor dust.
Well, at f/8 on a wide angle, you might you would probably see it. You asked about we're not going to get the heart out at 40 today, but you asked about, you know, is the lens flare increased at a wide angle? Yes and no. I mean, yes, and I have no clue. I mean, it depends. No, I do have a clue, but it depends on the lens.
Yeah.
Because in terms of, you know, how much lens flare is going to affect your image in terms of, you know, because you lose contrast.
Right.
You lose saturation. Like, you lose certain things when the light, you know, hits the lens directly like that, the sunshine, or the light, not just the sunshine. It could be a flash. But when it hits the lens directly, now a greater surface area, and you're using all of it with a wide-angle lens, yeah, you're going to experience increased lens flare. However, when it comes to the little, you know, flares, like the little circles and the red dots and all that, that is entirely a function of the number of elements in that lens.
Okay.
So if it's a prime lens, you're likely to have fewer elements than a zoom lens. And so a zoom lens, it's the light's going to bounce around a whole lot more and probably create a very different effect. So you would see a different effect from this for 19 It's a 19 to what?
35, I believe.
Okay. Let's go ahead and pretend that you had an 18 to 55 kit lens.
Okay.
And you put it at 50 mil and snapped a shot with lens flare, and then put your 50 mil f1.4 on and shot the exact same shot, you're likely going to see very different lens flare.
And you're saying more with the kit lens?
Probably. I mean, hard to say. I don't know all the characteristics. It's just going to be different. The patterns will be different. The colors likely, like the magenta that shows up or the red or whatever, will be different just because there's not going to be the same number of elements in the prime as there is in the zoom.
Right.
Okay. So it likely will be more pronounced in a zoom lens.
Okay.
So there's that.
I'm not going to test it, so we're good.
I have no desire to test it myself.
Okay.
I'm wondering if, I guess in theory I could do 70 to 200 and the 85. Those overlap. But again, I'm not going to.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's have a look at mine. This one is, as I mentioned, we are our home openers tomorrow, and every home game we put out a like a program,
yeah,
for the fans. And in the past, I've not really been involved in shooting. They like to take sort of snapshots from past years and use that for the cover. And I said, well, hey, how about this year? How about we have fun with it? And for our home games, I start shooting some, you know, sort of clever, semi-clever portraits, and we'll use that, make it talking points.
Right.
For, you know, maybe the fans will get a kick out of that. So this is the first one. I have a bunch, like six or seven more on tap that we'll talk about another time. But yeah, so this is our center fielder, our import, our player manager. His name is Clarence.
Right.
And he has returned, and so that's why Clarence is back. But guess what? That's also his back.
Right. That is super clever. Hey, you want to know my favorite part about this photo?
What's that?
It's got nothing to do with the actual technique or composition or anything. It's the fact that that nameplate on the back of his jersey looks like your kid did it in magic marker.
I'm not a fan. I don't know why. They give us money.
I know. It's just awesome.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. No block letters. Anything.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I mean,
to have a talk with Eurocars.
I don't even know who Eurocars is.
And why is it hyphenated?
Huh?
Like, just even the hyphen. Like, does there need to be a hyphen?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what Eurocars is, okay, besides the fact that they give us money.
Yeah.
And even then, I'm just assuming they give us money because there is their logo.
Right.
I'm assuming they're also not big listeners of our show.
Yeah, they spend a lot of money on branding, I'm sure.
Here's the thing is ultimately I would have preferred to not have that on there at all. Like it's a better photo with nothing. But
or a name bar or something. Just not that.
I don't like the name bars. I'm not a fan.
I'm plus or minus the name bar. It doesn't matter to me, but yeah. That is just, it's just weird.
It very much identifies this as, besides the fact that it says Euro, it also identifies this as a European sport because they are big on the advertising.
But couldn't they have just even color scheme matched or something? Or maybe they didn't. It's the lens flare, but it looks like
it doesn't match.
Totally different color.
No,
yeah.
No, and the font is terrible.
That's what I mean. The font to the two and the font and the couldn't be a worse match there.
Oh no, yo, you're bang on. They don't run that past me.
I'm not helping make this 40 minutes.
No, it's okay. Okay. It's okay.
But I do like the photo.
When it's interesting like this, it's okay to go over.
Okay, all right. I do like, and I guess you call that a pun. That what is your Clarence is back?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. A pun.
So yeah. It's great pun. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, the thing is, the Germans won't get it. Like, two of them will, and then my plan. This is there's method to my unfunny. Is basically to create a conversation piece.
Mm.
You know, I want to steer the conversation away from, hey, are they losing 31-0? to this photo.
Right. Okay.
And so if a couple of the Germans do get the joke, which my wife will be one of them, it'll start to spread throughout the crowd, and pretty soon all eight people will be talking about it. No, we actually get it. We'll get a few hundred, but
wow.
It's opening day. And,
they have hot dogs?
Don't start.
Okay, sorry.
We do sell hot dogs, we do sell hamburgers, we also sell chicken nuggets and French fries.
What about Wiener Schnitzel?
No.
Okay.
We don't, this is Tubingen, not Vienna. Okay. Wiener Schnitzel, Wiener means schnitzel from Vienna. Did you know that?
Well, it's close enough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah. Yeah, you live in Calgary, right? Okay, Vienna's closer than Calgary, but, no, but but here's the thing. Now, you open up a can of worms, that's your fault.
Okay.
They have hot dogs here.
Okay.
They don't have hot dog buns.
Oh, no.
They serve, and they serve, like, with a straight face, they everywhere. They serve hot dogs in hamburger buns.
Oh, do they cut it in half?
No.
Just
no.
Slack on either end.
Oh, yeah. 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 You cannot.
Do they have
lettuce
and tomato?
No. They have ketchup, and P.S., you don't put ketchup on a hot dog, right?
Mustard.
Yeah. It's your son can. He's nine.
Sauerkraut. I enjoy sauerkraut.
Mustard, onions, sauerkraut, and then walk away. And I've had this argument with all these infants, and no, they all want ketchup.
Yeah, I understand it, but I don't support it.
If you're a kid, go crazy.
Until you're 12.
My son had ketchup on his mashed potatoes and peas today. So go ahead, enjoy it. Yeah. You know, once you're three, that's it. We start drinking whiskey together, okay?
Brandy,
smoke up, Johnny. Yeah. So, anyways, I want to do something good. I wanted to have basically the beginning of the season, like our home opener. I want to baseball's back, but also Clarence is he's kind of our star player. Not kind of, he is, and. He is a real driving force, and so the whole team will come around him. And he's the manager. He's the guy we brought in. I was a manager last year when he played, but I wanted him to be the manager. And so basically I want everyone to know, hey, Clarence is back. And so once the joke sort of spreads, hopefully they'll talk about it. I also wanted to create that midsummer kind of feeling with that, that feeling at when the sun's kind of low in the sky in the summer. It's like 9:15 at night, but it's just been a great day. It's been warm. Day at the ballpark. You had a hot dog and a hamburger bun. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the feeling I wanted to create. Now, it wasn't quite that warm, but it looks like it was warm.
Okay.
No, That's the key.
I think job well done, man. I like it.
Thank you. And I shot it with the 70 to 200 at 200 because I really wanted to. This was at practice. There's guys running all over the place, but I didn't want them in the background. And so I just kind of wanted to blow that all out, in terms of bokeh, focus, depth of field, gone, but still wanted to catch that lens flare. So, it was kind of tricky with the hood on, left the hood on by accident. And still managed to get enough of his face with his back, moving on. And so I'll share the rest of the images that we shoot for the covers, in weeks to come because I have some ideas.
Okay.
Anyway, suffice to say, I do like lens flare. All right, this week's topic. Now we'll try to be. Don't rush it.
Under
you don't have to rush
four
it.
4 minutes.
No, don't be crazy. I don't want to rush it just because.
I do.
I know you do. Don't do it.
Okay.
Bad pod, buddy.
What's our topic?
Our topic is buyer's remorse. Now, you bought something.
Yeah.
And you don't want it no more.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's how, well put, Shakespeare.
Okay, and we're done.
Yeah. No, tell me about this. Now you've acquired a lot of gear
over the years. Yes,
now, what did you buy? What did you buy that you don't want?
I bought the Paul Buff portable battery pack to do sort of like location shoots in order to power studio strobe where you don't have necessarily access to
it. What's it called?
It's the Paul Buff Lithium Mini. Vagabond Lithium Mini.
What's the light called?
Alien Bees.
The Alien Bees.
Yeah, so they're used with Paul Buff, but you can use them to power all kinds of studio lights. So
okay.
We
could power your stereo. Is it not just
a
regular plug?
Oh, yeah, you can power
a
computer. It's two regular plugs. and also a USB. And so you can power pretty much anything for a certain amount of time. Obviously, it's a battery, and so you know you have to recharge it.
So you could bring a leaf blower on the airplane.
Sure, sure. I don't know how much energy suck a leaf blower has, but you can power a lot of things. But a lot of people use it for their computers, but the intended purpose was to power studio lights on location, which I thought, oh, this is great kind of thing. That, you know, I had gotten the Paul Buff light, and I thought, oh, this would be kind of nice. It gives you options of things you can do. And then I used it once, and it's now sat in the closet for a little more than a year. And I kind of decided, all right, the longer I keep it, theoretically, to me, the less it's worth. It is a battery, and so people will get more, I don't know, unlikely to pay good money for it if I hold on to it. Right?
Because the nature of batteries is
That over time, that you're in all likelihood, eventually you're going to have to replace the battery, even if you're not using it, right?
Right.
So I thought, okay, it's been a year. The other thing about it is you can only buy this through Paul Buff, which is US based.
Okay, back up for a second now.
Okay.
Why aren't you using it?
It's just one of
those. It seems awesome. It looks pretty awesome. It's light.
It is awesome. But every time a scenario comes up where I think, okay, I might use this, I decide that, okay, if I take the battery, which is very light, very portable, I want to say it weighs about 2.5 pounds, super portable, light thing. But then I think, okay, on location, well, now I've got to bring the studio light for one, and the giant softbox most likely, because that's what I'm probably going to use along with it. And then it starts to accumulate in terms of, well, how many bags am I going to carry? And is there another more portable, practical way? And generally speaking, I always come up with one, because they're like, you know, we know that you don't have one of these. You still figure out how to get your photos. There's other ways to do it. And so generally speaking, I like to travel lighter. And this is a heavy pack of stuff that you're bringing with the battery, and so it just hasn't come up. I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll use it for some on ice hockey stuff, but then again, figure out other ways to do it, and so now I've just decided that, okay, it's time. I'm not using it. It has a good market for people out there to buy. Let's get rid of it before it's more difficult to sell.
So in terms of using this, I mean, I'm looking at this like whenever I go out to take photos like you're describing, I generally think in terms of return on investment. What's the return going to be for my investment of carrying everything? Packing it up, charging the batteries, bringing all those things with me, and then carrying them from the car and setting them up. Am I going to get full value for that investment? Mm-hmm. The answer is very rarely yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. You know, so I do try to back it off. I would rather, oddly, I don't know, should I admit this in public? I would rather have less firepower and adapt than have too much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know others will probably say the opposite. They'd rather have more, you know, in the just in case situations. And a lot of people, when they're, you know, there's, I think, because you've been shooting speed lights, location speed light shots for so long, you know what they can do. You work within their parameters. Now, right. If someone suddenly, or maybe if it was the reverse, if you had only ever had your experience shooting big strobes on location, I think you'd have a hard time making that step in the other direction and sort of saying, well, I can't do the same things. But because your reference point is you've always done it this way, you've never had a need for it. And so it is, but it's kind of like, you know, upgrading your car to leather interior, or having, you know, again, other options on whatever you buy that you never had before. Once you have them, it's hard to go in the other direction. And I think that's kind of what this is, but it comes at a price. It comes at a price of all this extra stuff you have to bring. So yeah, there's a teetering point where you kind of have to decide, what do I want? Do I want this potentially, we don't even know, but maybe more firepower, potentially, you know, more options for making a great photo, but again, do I want to carry all this stuff, and what a giant hassle, or do I just, you know, work within the parameters of what speed lights can do? They're much more portable, and just, it's easier to work with, no doubt. So I've just decided for me, I am not being paid thousands of dollars to shoot location photos of models, so I don't need this. It's just something that I realize I don't need, and I can more or less cut my losses and get most of what I paid, if not all of what I paid, back for this item at this point.
Are keeping the light, though.
Oh, I love the light. I use the light all the time. I just don't need the portability of it. And I take it to locations, but when I've used it on locations, I usually always find an outlet and plug it in and use it there. Like, I've done a lot of green screen on location with that Alien B light, and I always find an outlet. So it's been one of those things. I don't need the portable power supply.
But the portable power supply, you are happy with it.
It works perfect. It's great. I just, like I say, I'm not using it.
So how do you make that? See, for me, if I do, like, I can't say I ever get buyer's remorse, but, or sticker shock or whatever it is, that what they call it. But if I were to buy something like this and not use it, my instinct would be, well, hang on to it. I'll probably need it. And
that's, I figure, what I've done for the last year. I've been sort of, I thought, I'm just going to hold on to it. If I do end up using it more regularly, then I'm going to sell it. And now I looked at the time frame and go, when was the last time I used this thing? It's got to be, 10, 11 months ago. And so,
okay, so what does this unit cost new?
New, if you were to buy it through Paul Buff, it's $250 US.
Okay.
So with the Canadian dollar.
So $5,000.
Yeah, with the Canadian dollar, the way it is, it's about 320 Canadian. But the problem is, if you buy it from Canada, and everybody who lives in Vancouver knows this about the Paul Buff stuff, if you buy it in Canada, you either have to ship it within US, go across the border, pick it up, and then roll the dice on whether you're going to have to pay the GST or HST or whatever on it, which I did, even shipping it within the US, and that added another $50. So you've got the conversion plus 50. If you ship it direct to Canada, which you can, you pay all kinds of extra handling fees. So the thing ends up, it ends up adding ballpark another $75 to your cost of your
minimum.
Item. So yeah, so an item that was, just around $300 Canadian becomes closer to $400. So nobody in Canada right now wants to buy the Paul Buff stuff because A, the Canadian dollar sucks, and B, you don't really know your end cost, but you know it's going to be more than what you paid for it. So there are lots of Paul Buff items on Craigslist, and none of them are this. So it doesn't exist on Craigslist. You can't buy it in a photography store in Vancouver. It has to be through Paul Buff. So there is a market for this for sure. I see what the old versions of this lithium battery, the ones that are 7-8 years old, sell for, and they sell for about $150, well used, sometimes in needing of a new battery. So I thought, I don't need to sell. I'm in a strong seller's position. I don't need to sell. So I'm going to sell it for basically what I ended up paying for it, which at the time I bought it, the dollar was better. But let's say I paid roughly all in about $300. And I've used this thing once, recharged it once, I'm going to sell it for $300. If I can't get it, I've already had offers for $250. I'm not taking any of the offers because to me, if I can't get $300, I'll just keep it. And that's the way I feel on it. I don't want to take $250 for it. And $250, maybe that is the going rate. We'll see. I've only had it up there for 2 days and I've had a few interested offers already. But I'm just thinking on this. If I can't get $300, I'm just going to hold on to it for another 6 months, and then maybe I will use it. I'm much more conscious of the fact that I haven't used it, and if I can get the $300, great, done. Someone else can have it. The thing is, it's pristine, so it is new, basically. It's got a year of age on the battery.
Sure, it's funny because I'm the guy who hangs on to things. I've only ever done this once. I've attempted to sell something one time. And that was early on when I first bought my 5D Mark II. I decided I don't need my 30mm Sigma lens anymore. And so it was relatively new. It hadn't even been dropped yet. And it has been dropped since and broke the lens hood, but the lens is fine, oddly.
Okay.
I was going to sell it, but at the time, It was listing for $600 in Canada. If you bought it in Canada, it was $600 at the store. I managed to find it in Canada. The guy sold it to me for $500. And I got the 5D, couldn't use it on the full frame, and so I figured, I'm just going to get rid of this, and decided I was going to sell it for $400. That was my compromise. I had a bunch of offers of people at 300 and 350, and I did the same thing. I said, no, it's listing for 600. I'll sell it for four, not a penny less.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really not 399. I'm not doing it. And nothing ever came. So I said, all right, well, I'll hang on to it. You know, forget you guys. I'll hang on to it. Glad I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I ended up, like, I thought once I got the 5D Mark II, I thought, well, that's it. The 40D is going to go in the trash bin. It didn't. Like, it stuck around. So this is a case where I, you know, I had not seller's remorse, I guess. And, like, luckily, it's like it did me a favor, and it worked out. It worked out great. And I've now gone on to put, like, at least 5 years of beating the absolute stuffing out of that lens and getting some great images to boot. So it worked out for me. However, had I sold it for less, I'd have way less money, and kind of I would have seller's remorse.
Right. And the way I look at it with this item is that the only reason I'm putting it up is because, A, I haven't used it for a while, but B, when I bought it, the dollar was very strong. So I paid basically the equivalent in Canadian dollars as it was in U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. And so even though it's aged a year, because the dollar has so dramatically since shifted, I realized this is a prime opportunity where I can get every cent out.
Right.
So if I can, then I'll let it go. If I can't, then I will keep it. And that's kind of the way I've sort of looked at it. And anybody who wants one of these will quickly realize on Craigslist there are none. Mm-hmm. And it is next to another battery. Like, there's Profoto makes another system like this that basically works very much the same. It's bigger, it's heavier. The battery charge, from the reviews I've read, doesn't really do any better, and it costs more than twice as much. So This is a great, like, on-location photographer item that everybody knows about because it's been around for a couple years. They've sold a zillion of them, super popular, very well regarded. So anyone who's looking for this kind of item and is in Vancouver recognizes, well, hey, there's one on here. They can come check it out and it's brand new, but that it is still a significant cost savings from what they could get if they were to buy it new. I had a guy yesterday who sort of offered me $250, and I said no, and his response was, well, good luck with that. And I said, yep, no worries. And he's like, I can get it for $320 brand new from Blaine. And I said, yep,
no,
go
you can't.
For it. And they're going to charge you another $50 when you bring it across. And good luck going to Blaine. So now you're, you know, and he said, but at least it's brand new. And my response was, yep. And when you use it once, it'll be exactly the same as mine, you know? So
pretty much. I mean, there is guys like myself who, you know, like, because I do run a business, I get the GST back. So this guy might get that 5% back.
Yeah.
Is it 5% now? I forget now.
No, 7%. I think it's more.
Six percent. It's up and down. I don't pay attention much anymore. Point being is, guys like myself, I get that money back from the government. So he might too. However, the hassle is really, like, here's the other tip. If you're that guy and you're listening, which PS you aren't, if you go down, like, because I'm a business, if I go down to the United States, they charge me a cover charge to get in America.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I go down to pick up photo stuff, they basically, I have to go in and pay $20 pickup fee.
Really?
Yeah, that's America for you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, no, I would, believe me, the one time it happened, and it's not the place that you want to lose your temper, is the border, because turns out they're jerks who couldn't even be cops, right?
Yeah.
And so they're looking for, if anyone's looking for an excuse, you think, you know, minor hockey referees are bad. These guys are looking for an excuse.
Yeah.
To tear your car apart. And so you have to just sit there and take their bad jokes and whatnot, and pay the $20 for the privilege of helping boost their economy, which is ridiculous. So a guy like that, yeah, he's going to get the GST back. Still going to cost him $20 to be a commercial vehicle going down.
Right.
That's the rub. So is it – and in the end, unless he lives, you know, in South White Rock, going down to Blaine is kind of a hassle.
Yep. Yeah. And the beauty of dealing with certain people on Craigslist is even if this guy turned around and said, I'll give you $300, I would happily just say, no, take a walk. Like, I, you know, like that's kind of how, that's how I am with this kind of thing is that certain people rub you the wrong way on Craigslist. I'm like, no, I'm not dealing with you. I'd sooner chuck it out the window than sell it to a jerk. Like, that's just the way I am.
And while I'm typing this email back to you, I'm powering my computer off of the unit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of a very specific person that I will sell to in terms of any online interactions. Like if they seem like they're, you know, a jerk, then I'm just not selling to you. Like, I don't care. The money, this isn't how I'm feeding my children is off of this battery. And so, like I say, I feel like I will just deal with whoever I want to deal with. And that's what I like about being in a seller's position where you don't need to sell the item is I mm-hmm. put it out there. If I can get exactly what I want, great. And that's a good place to be as far as a seller. Don't yes. be needing this money so bad that you have to take whatever people will offer, because no matter what you put in the posting about, you know, will not negotiate, the first five emails, I 100% of the time will try to negotiate.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's the
there's
plan.
That.
That's a good tip. Good tip. That and buy low, sell high. Then, yeah. And that's it. And then go cash those checks. You know what you do when you cash those checks?
What?
You spend them on Amazon.
Oh, absolutely.
And you buy some stuff through our site, which people are doing, and we appreciate it. Even though we're liars about coming in at 40 minutes.
Not even close.
No. Well, that's great. So good luck to you selling that, and if not, good luck to you using that and blending, making margaritas at the beach.
I will. You know what? Great idea.
Yeah. No, I have a ton of them. photo challenge for next week. Do you have one?
No.
Please.
How about colors?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. We had that off last week. Let's do colors.
Did we say that?
No, it was one of the options. Remember I gave you three options, lens flare, colors, or something else. I forget the third one.
Oh, that was subliminal. I completely forgot because I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning. So, yeah.
Colors for breakfast?
Well, no, but that must have stuck in my head. Yeah.
Maybe. Or genius.
Yeah, either one of the two.
Colors. The answer is colors. They're good colors, not bad colors.
Okay, colors.
Do good colors. All right. Adam, where can people find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
Wow.
You know what? I'm taking your advice about the posting the spring break stuff, and I'm just letting it marinate. I haven't posted anything. So, And I have a Star Wars picture of my son with his friend to offset the bunny picture a few weeks back. Haven't posted it either. I'm just letting it marinate.
I'm kind of doing the same thing. Yeah. Like with other stuff, not with your son's Star Wars stuff, but I just kind of, eh.
And I have it ready, and I've been thinking, should I post it? I'm like, nope, I'm just going to just leave it be. And so maybe this week, maybe not. You never know.
And the good news is it'll stand out from other people's stuff.
Their Star Wars pictures of their kids.
No, the spring break stuff. It'll be like, we're already on to, you know, Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
Hey, Adam's got some stuff.
Spring break.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they'll say.
Okay, what about your stuff? Did we say where it can be found?
No, not yet. But that's at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com where you can find out all the links and pictures and what have you. The stuff we just talked about. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.